AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday racing preview. Now, unfortunately, the weather has taken its toll on British racing. No action at Sandown or at Wincanton this afternoon, but we do still have jumps racing from Newcastle, and we have the right man on the phone to help us on what could be a pretty tricky card. I'm on the line now with champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks. It's a pretty bad all morning weather-wise, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah, it's unbelievable rain, isn't it, at the moment everywhere. It's unfortunately getting the better of the racing, but thankfully we've got Newcastle, and there's still winners to be found, AP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Newcastle's on. I don't think we'll see many Cheltenham Festival winners there, but it's on, and the people that like having a bet, I'm sure, will be very happy that it's on, so hopefully we can find them a winner.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Cheltenham Festival there. It would be remiss of me to talk to you and not ask you a question or two about the Champion Hurdle, because we saw a few clues over Christmas. You rode My Tent or Yours to victory in yet another Christmas hurdle. That's I think it's four in a row for you now, isn't it? And you also rode Jet Ski over in Ireland. How does the picture look to you between those two?
Yeah, obviously My Tent or Yours beat the new one. There wasn't much between them. The new one made the mistake last, and maybe handed it in our favour, handed the race to us in our favour. So there's not much between them. Obviously Jet Ski and Aaron Connor got beat by Hurricane Fly. He looks still the one. He's still the highest rated horse, and he still looks the horse that they've all got to beat. Whether he can win another Champion Hurdle at 10 years old, we'll have to wait and see. But at the moment, it's not going to be an easy choice for me as far as the two horses I'm going to ride. I suppose the new one has the new one, and My Tent or Yours are the best of the two that are here. So we'll have to see what happens. Maybe in the Irish Champion Hurdle at the end of the month with Hurricane Fly and Jet Ski, and see if we can get any closer to him.
Yeah, you were a bit unlucky with Jet Ski as well, weren't you? Just coming towards the last, you got caught on the inside a little bit. Do you think he'll be closer in the Irish Champion Hurdle?
Hopefully he will be, you know. The thing about Jet Ski is he just lacks a little bit of pace. You know, hopefully he'll get a little bit closer. There's no doubt that Hurricane Fly was a very impressive winner, though, so there's no point making too many excuses.
Okay. We'll find out more as the year progresses then. Did you have a good Christmas and good New Year as well while we're talking about the Christmas period?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a good enough time. I had a few winners along the way, so that always helps. But it was a good Christmas, and looking forward to the new year once the racing gets going a little bit with the weather.
Yeah, good stuff. Right, let's talk about some racing then. Let's talk about what we do have left on Saturday. We have a card at Newcastle where we've got seven races. It's going to be on a very testing ground. And we'll start in the first race, of course, the 12 o'clock. And only four of them left in this for this Mayor's Novices Hurdle over 2.5 miles. And a significant non-runner in the shape of Carrie Bridge. That leaves Retrieve the Stick as the 6-4 market leader at the time of recording. The Flaming Matron is 15-8. It's 9-4 for Nosy Box. And Beyond Temptation is the 33-1 outsider. So we've got it between Retrieve the Stick, the Flaming Matron, and probably Nosy Box in the betting. Do you see it that way yourself, AP?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Retrieve the Stick won at Kelso last time. I had a couple of okay runs at Catrick and Musselburgh, but before that, it's a weak race. The Flaming Matron has got a rating of 105, which for any novice hurdle, you'd find it pretty hard to win normally. So not much between them, probably. The Flaming Matron ran well here at Newcastle last time, but we've beaten far enough behind Sparkling Hand over 2 miles. I think I'd just go for Retrieve the Stick. You know, I think maybe as a 5-year-old, there might be she might be a bit open to more improvement. So the Retrieve the Stick for me in the first race.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 12:35. This is a Class 4 handicap chase over the extended 2 miles, four in the lineup for this one as well, and it's Dancing Art that heads the betting at the time of recording. Has won over further and on soft ground, which should stand him in good stead on this testing ground this afternoon. He's also had a wind up and only a pound higher than his last win, which came here at Newcastle as well. There's been a bit of money at bigger price as well for Rupert Bear, 11-4 into 9-4 at the time of recording. Soft and heavy ground is something that causes him no problem either. So interesting, even though there's only four of them in the lineup, AP. Who would you like for the 12:35?
Yeah, there's probably not much between any of the four of them. Again, they're no stars, that's for sure. But Dancing Art, as you said, has won over 2.5 miles in the past and has won on soft ground. So that's obviously going to be to his advantage. Dotley's Dilemma was third at Hexham last time in heavy ground, but beaten a long way. And Cloverhill Lad is another one that's won a couple of races at Perth, and, but he's up to his highest ever mark of 101, so not very imaginative. I think Dancing Art is only a pound higher than when he won at Newcastle last year, so I think Dancing Art's the one really.
Okay, Dancing Art in the second race. On to the third race, the 105. This is a Class 4 handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. A few more of them in the lineup for this one. We have 13 of them to go down to the start. And it's Grey Area that heads the betting this morning at 5-1. Northern Acres is 11-2. But the one at bigger odds that's been quite well supported this morning is Madam Lilybet, 14-1, all the way into 8-1 at the time of recording. And a little bit of support for Total Assets as well, 10s into 8s. So a tricky race, the 105, AP.
Yeah, it is a tricky race, doubt. Grey Area, I can see why the money's come for him. He's got some bits of form on good and soft and recently, but he also won on heavy. He also won on heavy at Newcastle last season, and pretty soft at Kelso. So I can see why they're fancying him a little bit. Cumbrian Farm won well at Catterick. He only won a head last night, Catterick, but he won, but that was on good ground. That wouldn't be to his advantage, obviously. And Madam Lisbeth, as you say, she won at Newcastle on heavy ground as well last season. That would definitely give her a chance. Northern Acres is another one that's been on okay without setting the world alight. Definitely not an easy race to try and find the winner of. If I was picking one, I'd probably go with Grey Area. I think that's probably the one that's going to handle the conditions best, so I'll go for Grey Area.
Okay, then Grey Area in the third race. The fourth race is the 140. It's a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles, and Not Graffenlad and Roll Car are disputing favouritism this morning, and both should be fine on the heavy ground. It's 100-30 and 7-2 respectively for those two. Warron is 9-2 with Et Stellar, and it's 5-1 for Bertie Milan, and Gladys Street is 7-1. So as the betting suggests, AP, this is another one that there's not really much between any of them.
No, not really. I think Roll Car maybe just for me. He's one off slightly higher mark earlier last season. Again, I don't think he'll mind the heavy conditions, because he's won on pretty much heavy a few times. Warron is another one that was second at Newcastle the last time he ran, but was well enough beaten. Very tough race to try and find the winner of. Exalter of the Cinder Russells, her horses are in fantastic form. And he won in heavy at Carlisle last time. Not much between the two that I'd fancy probably would be Roll Car and Exalter, purely because the both of them will go on conditions. Slightly just go for Roll Car.
Okay, Roll Car then. The narrow preference in the 140. The 215 is the fifth race. This is a Class 4 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And at the time of recording, it's Lyceno and Nautical Twilight that are the 3-1 joint favourites. Punters may be siding with the recent course and distance form of those two. Both finished second at Newcastle last time. Potemps Network is one that's been popular at bigger odds as well. 16s into 12s at the time of recording. Wears a first-time tongue tie this afternoon, and is £12 lower than a fourth at Haydock on heavy ground last term. So should handle the heavy ground this afternoon. Who do you like for the 215 though?
Yeah, I suppose that the tongue tie in, that might probably help Potemps Network, but Lyceno was second at Newcastle last time on soft. Just got beat half a length, so didn't get beaten very far, that's sure. Sam Lord is a consistent horse but doesn't win not much circus star. He's won his last two. He's won his last two at Weatherby and Soft and at Hexham and Soft as well. He's made all both times. So he'll put it up to him. I think I just go for Lucino and purely on the basis he didn't get beat that far at Newcastle last time, and he obviously likes the track. He's only a 5-year-old and he's probably open to the most improvement. So Lucino for me in this.
Okay, on to the penultimate race next then. This is at 2:50. It's a Class 5 handicap chase over 2.5 miles, and Dingo Bay is the favourite this morning. A following reappearance, but did look beaten, but entitled to come on for that run. Did win twice here at Newcastle on heavy ground last year as well. So does that those two runs last year make him the one to beat?
Yeah, they probably do, but you'd be slightly concerned about him falling last time. That's definitely not an advantage. The fall is obviously a slight worry, and it was a pretty heavy fall as well from what I can remember, so that is a slight worry. Of the other ones, Trezor Dial, of James Hewitt, his horses seem to be in good enough form at the moment. Was third last time, just behind Indian Voyage. Got a bit to find with him, Indian Voyage. Both of them ran on heavy ground and both of them finished behind Exalter, who runs earlier on, so it might be of interest to see how Exalter gets on in the 140, to see how Indian Voyage or Trezor Dial would get on. Mr. Chip is another one of Don McCain's, but he hasn't ran for 736 days, and he'd be very concerned about a horse not ran for that long running in such testing conditions. The only other one you could mention, I suppose, is Ben Akram of Lucinda Russell's. He's the only other one that you could really bring into the equation. Again, it's not good, an awful lot of form on ground this heavy. So I think you'd probably just go for Indian Voyage, I think, might be the one. There wasn't much between him and Trezor Dial last time, but I think Indian Voyage is just the one.
Okay, and on to the final race at Newcastle this afternoon. It's a 3:25. We finish with a mare's bumper over 2 miles, and not much form to go on AP. And we've got two newcomers at the top of the betting in Oliane and Mega Mike. The one with form in the book that's shortest is Conjurer. That's the 9-2 third favourite. So not too many clues coming into this AP. Who would you recommend side winning the 3:25?
A mare's bumper would never be easy to find the winner of. I suppose you're going to do the obvious thing and look at the most powerful stables, if you like, and I suppose Malcolm Jefferson is probably that. Of the ones that have ran, if you said Conjola, she was ninth at Newcastle, and before that she was third at Weatherby. But she's been well enough beaten both times. Of the ones that have ran, obviously Conjola's got the best form. You might be worth taking a chance on Malcolm Jefferson's run. And the only other one is an Irish point-to-point winner, Megan Mike, who won on soft and heavy ground. So that might give you a little bit of a help, maybe Megan Mike on the basis that it was able to stay 3 miles and win on soft ground. So Megan Mike maybe for me.
Okay, tricky close to the card there. Anyway, thank you AP for speaking to us once again. Unfortunately not too much racing to go out this afternoon, but thanks for speaking to us anyway, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Pleasure, thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.